My neighbors are Poughkeepsie and Dutchess County and our neighboring county. My reason for speaking to you tonight is not to ask your vote on the morrow. It is rather to tell you of a little of the past and a little of the future. It is just 30 years ago that I first campaigned in our county. When I was running for state senator, and old Dick Connell of the News Press was running for Congress. You know, in those days, 30 years ago, we did have a Democratic paper in Dutchess County. And Dick Connell ran for Congress so often that he finally got elected. Dick used to say to me that his success in that year of 1910 was due to the fact that in previous unsuccessful campaigns, he had stopped at every schoolhouse he passed. And he made a little speech in those schoolhouses on democracy and the American flag, made it to the people. He claimed that enough school children in the district grew up over a period of years to know him, to remember the incident, and finally to elect him. Turn on the mic. Some horrid person cut the mic. I'll wait for a minute. Can you hear me now? Well, just let me say what I said. Old Dick Connell talked to enough school children in all those years to get elected to Congress.
Right.
And that year of 1910, Dick Connell won against the father of your present congressman. You know, in those days, this Hudson River section of ours was closer politically between the two major parties than it has been in more recent years. Speaking not in a partisan way, but just as one who has always been very much interested in civic betterment locally, I'm inclined to think that close competition between the two parties in these river counties was a very good thing in those days. Each party, Republicans and Democrats, each party was striving to outdo the other, not in promises alone, but in the actualities of good government. In those days, In those days, 30 years ago, I am inclined as an observer to believe that county and local government in Dutchess and in these other counties was stimulated by the closeness of the races that were made. And you know, the same thing was true in those days in regard to state and even national politics. We were not committed to any set way of voting. Why, we used to have an occasional Democrat in Congress or in the state Senate, as I discovered, or in the Assembly, and once in a blue moon, this good old county of Dutchess used to go Democratic. And that leads me to emphasize, not in a party sense, but in an American sense, the need of all of us have to think day and night in terms of our own historic form of government. It is true, as we all know, that in many other parts of the world, serious and sometimes successful attacks have been made on democracy. New forms of government, based on the theory of might rather than on the theory of right, have waged wars against innocent people. But in the long run, I believe, for example, that the Germanic people and the Italian people, with their proud heritage of freedom, will return with the rest of the world to self-government based on free elections. Yes, events in Europe seem far away from us, but time and distance have been greatly shortened, so that we must always remember that peace in our land may depend on our thoroughly recognized ability to defend ourselves. And you and I are thankful tonight that we have peace. Peace throughout the length and the breadth of this land. And what is more, the people by their strength intend to keep this country at peace. To you, the men and women of my own home county, I speak for the last time here on Market Street on the eve of an election. All my life I have been, yes, and all my life I shall be devoted to the welfare and the interest of Dutchess County.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President has just concluded his address to the assembled 25 or 30,000 people here directly in front of the Nelson House. Stands now and waving goodbye. The band, which is assembled to the right of the marquee on the Market Street here in downtown Poughkeepsie, is playing "Auld Lang Syne," as the President has just declared that this will be his last election eve visit to Market Street. Turns now, and the first of the guests who have been sitting at the rear of the platform, which has been constructed for the President's address this evening, are turning and are moving down the ramp. president, Webb Franklin, Webb Franklin Jr., accompanying him, is now making his way from the platform to his car, which by now has been backed around so that it faces north, northward to Hyde Park, as the president leaves the platform to depart for Hyde Park. Filing behind the president, in addition to his aides, Secret Service men, is Mrs. Sarah Delano Roosevelt, mother of the president, who's being helped down from the platform by former Mayor Spratt. Mrs. Roosevelt directly behind the former mayor of Poughkeepsie. Secretary of the Treasury, Morgenthau, accompanied by his wife and his son, Robert, are now making their way from the platform, looking about them at the enormous throngs on both sides of the platform and stretching all the way up and down Market Street as far as we can see. Judge Mack is also leaving now, chatting with Judge Hardy Spiehome, who is the candidate, as you know, for Congress from this section.
Judge Mack coming down.
Also in the president's party this evening was Colonel Marvin McIntyre.
Returned to duty.
Who just recently has returned to duty officially. And now the president has taken his seat in the car wearing a light brown hat and a black coat. The evening has been surprisingly warm, however, but by now a slight breeze has whipped up from the south. The president is shaking hands with several well-wishers, one of whom, a young lady, has climbed right into the car, walked right in, has just shaken his hand, and now has left. As probably many of you have listened to the president's address, probably noticed the president had to stop about one-third of the way through his speech this evening and declare rather forcefully that he wanted the microphone put on again. Apparently some difficulty had been experienced with the public address system, which has been mounted way up high above the marquee, way up above the president, to reach in all directions up and down Market Street. However, the connection was soon made, and the president continued in his speech unhindered from that moment on. And now the president, with Mrs. Roosevelt at his left, and beyond her, the president's mother, Mrs. Sarah Delano Roosevelt, Franklin Jr. in one of the folding seats.
Conger is talking to the president now.
Judge Conger has now gotten over to the right, and now the car is beginning to move, and the president departs for Hyde Park.
Mine.